Hello, today is November 6th, 2014. I'm Ashley Anap of ashleyanap.com. I'm a writer and artist. Today I worked on a lot of stuff. I kind of thought of a format because my last four have been kind of rambling. So I have it organized and worked on, listened to, thought about, and wanted to. So that's how I'm going to go through it today. Today I worked on, for my warm-up drawing, I did an anatomy study of the back. I did that on one of the drawings I did from the Croaky Cafe or on-air video on YouTube earlier. I got out my quick gesture drawings from that, and I drew some of the muscles from the back. I'm just using the anatomy book I got for my college course, because I figured I might as well use it since I already spent like $80 on it. And I got an alright grade in the class, but that's because Owen said don't be negative, so I won't be. I'll just go on. Government meddling comic. That's not really the name of it. That's just the work in progress title, because it's about the dude that got snubbed by somebody, and he happened to be a super secret, like, Illuminati agent, so he went and had her entire life erased, except she has all her memories, but no one else does. It sounds really bad, but it's actually, like, a comedy comic that I just thought of one day. And that's what I'm working on right now. And I did my NaNoWriMo writing. I wrote the end of Act 1-ish, I think. It was a really intense scene. It was on, like, all the scenes that came before it. And while writing it, I already saw where I'm going to cut words off and stuff when I finish this. I think, like, the first page and a half of the story can completely go. That way it can match better pacing. I watched an extra credits pacing video recently, which helped remind me. And I have the plot and structure book in my room. I have two plot and structure books, actually, which I'm going to flip through after NaNoWriMo's over. I'm also talking to someone on the site, which is fun. It was nice to get a message from them around, like, November 1st. They're like, sorry, I didn't see your message from December. While I was working today, what did I listen to? I listened to the Travel Song from the Shrek musical. And I put on, like, a radio station using Google Play for that, but they picked some really awful songs, like, from really bad musicals. I'm not gonna name them because I'm not supposed to be negative. But I was, like, sitting there, and I was like, what is this? Thumbs down, thumbs down. I also listened to about 45 minutes of Witches Incorporated. I've read the book before, but my husband's starting to listen to it on Audible, so I'm also listening to it. I also, at the end of the night, watched the video for the Dartmouth Civil Rights Movement art show for the Hood Museum, which was really cool. I posted that to my Google Plus, I think, so if you're interested, go check it out. And you should subscribe to Dartmouth if you like, luxury type things. They have so much content. Like, today they had, like, a symposium or something. They uploaded, like, 18 hours worth of content. And I was like, how is that even possible? You only work from 9 to 5. Like, but they had different lectures going on in different buildings at the same time. I was like, oh, my gee. And, I also spent a lot of time listening to Art Sound Offs. I listened to... Oh, no, I can't remember the names. Comics Colors, that's Owen. I listened to Jersey, that's Jersey. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna pause this while I look up the name real quick. Okay, let's see. Okay, the name is Bits Fair. I kept wanting to call her Little Bits. I'm so sorry. But I listened to those today, and it's really fun listening to everyone else's art sound offs. I really hope people keep doing this, so I have content to, like, listen to an audio boo besides, like, British people arguing about politics, British politics. That I am not a participant in. Although it is really interesting to listen to. There's only so many hours in the day. Now that's what I listened to. That's what I worked on. I also did chores and stuff, but that stuff's boring. Here's what I thought about. I thought about the stuff that people addressed in their art sound offs. And about what I, like, was thinking about besides that. Some people made some posts about, like, othering and being insensitive and social justice style stuff. I don't know where to draw the line with that stuff, because once I start getting into it, like, I get into a frenzy, and, like, I start off in a good place, and I end up, like, way out in, like, left field. And I don't even realize I'm there until, like, I see a reaction from someone who's not part of it, because you just get so entrenched in that culture. And obviously, I just spent, like, an hour listening to a Dartmouth Civil Rights Art Movement show lecture, so you can probably guess what spectrum of the social justice side I am on. But it's just, it's better if I don't get too involved with that stuff because I just go crazy. I have a very extreme personality. I also thought about Warp, which I finished yesterday. Warp the Reluctant Assassin is just like, oh my gosh, the book was so good. And it was good for a lot of reasons. Not the least being that it did have, speaking of social justice stuff, it had a really strong female character from, you know, in a minority group, which was Chevron Savano, who is Native American and a total badass. And that was a really enjoyable book. Not because she's Native American, but it was just nice to see representation and a kick-ass action book in the same package. And I also thought about my Indiegogo ends today. I think I'm getting the 265 or whatever after Indiegogo takes its cut. And I've decided I'm definitely going to buy this the scanner printer combo. I was going to get Manga Studio, but there's no point in getting that until I have a tablet because I can't really use it. But the scanner printer, I can start working on my traditional comics and uploading them pretty much immediately. So I think that would be a good investment. Plus, we need a printer here. We don't have one right now. So I'm hoping that's what I'm going to end up getting, making sure like all the stuff works out. And I need to get a hold of the people that bought perks to figure out like what do they want for their perks. So what I wanted to get to that I didn't get to. So I tried to be a big person today, a grown up, and stay up the entire day after waking up at 7 a.m. And I got cranky by like 1 in the afternoon. So I had to take a 2-hour nap because I was like so cranky and ineffective. It was so pathetic. And it was just really sad. So I ended up actually losing time today because the morning I spent like reading articles about, what was it? Oh, I watched a video from PBS Idea Channel. And it talked about hyperbole on the internet. And then I followed some links. And I read an article about like the lost generation to Fox News. And about someone's first experience watching a horror movie. Which I thought was interesting because I am super sensitive and I hate stuff that's really upsetting. But I like scary stories like No Sleep, like I was talking about the other day. And I like some scary movies, not all of them. So I was like, oh, I'll read this article about scary stuff. It was, you know what? I'm not going to say anything negative. And I also read that article about the Fox News Lost Generation. Also not going to say anything negative. But it consumed like 20 minutes to read both those long articles. So I actually lost time because I was like, oh, I'll make it the time later because I got up early. Nope. So I had no time to work on phony potions today. I did write a quick note to the narrator to see if he'll get back to me this week. He's really the best of all the people that applied, and he seems like he's interested. But if he doesn't find the time to start recording it by the end of November, I'm going to have to go with one of the backups and hope that works out better. Like I said, there's no rush right now. Like, I can probably wait until 2015 to launch it, since it's already so far past when I said I was going to do it. But, we'll see. Oh, so I didn't work on funny potions I wanted to. I also wanted to stay up the entire day, but that didn't happen. Oh, I also listened to No Sleep today. I forgot that. That was before my nap, so it seems like it happened last week. And I wanted to get more cooking and chores done. I got a little bit done, but hopefully I'll be able to get some more here in the last hour, though I was planning on drawing. Conflict. And, there's a bunch of meetups going on this weekend. There's one for the NaNoWriMo group on Saturday, and one for the Social Anxiety Disorder group on Saturday. And, there's one for the Cinema Club next week for Big Hero 6. So I'm thinking if I can't get the anime group to respond, like, then I might end up just going with those guys next Saturday to see Big Hero 6. Because I want to see it, like, and talk about it with people. Though maybe I'll regret it. I don't know. I'm wondering if the creaking shows up in the recording, because my neighbor's walking around upstairs. But I like them, though, because they don't play loud music or anything. It's fine that they walk around. But it doesn't look like it. The waveforms look like they're pretty good. Well, I'm going to post one of the drawings I did today. Oh, I'll post the fan art I did of Warp yesterday right before bed. and I'm going to upload this. Thanks again, everyone who's doing your art sound-offs. They're so great to listen to, and they're all, like, 10 times better than mine, which is great. I feel like a freeloader because I'm getting to enjoy all this great stuff.